This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Communications Minister stresses the need for full implementation of advertising code of conduct. Education Ministry completes drafts of Sikh education-related bills. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast light to moderate rainfall for today. And 34 killed and 28 missing in the Indian state of Manipur landslide. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has stressed the need for full implementation of advertising code of conduct to make the advertising sector healthy and dignified. Unveiling the code of conduct on production, distribution, publication and broadcasting of advertisements issued by the Advertisement Board in Kathmandu today, Minister Karki said that the problem was not in the policy formulation but in implementation. Minister Karki said that the justification for issuing the code of conduct would be confirmed only if society could be benefited by ending the distortions and anomalies seen in the advertising sector. Minister Karki expressed his commitment to do his best to reduce ambiguity and complexity in the implementation of the code of conduct. On the occasion, Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Baikuntha Arial, expressed confidence that the ongoing code of conduct would be fruitful to make the advertising business clean, transparent and competitive. Chairman of the Advertisement Board, Lakshman Humagai, said that the extensive discussions have been held with the concerned bodies during the formulation of code of conduct and hoped for the cooperation of all in its implementation. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has completed the preparations of drafts of various six bills related to education, including the Federal Education Bill. It has been said that the long-awaited education bill has landed in the Ministry of Finance for advice after its draft amendment. Other bills of which drafts have been prepared include the Umbrella Bill related to higher education, Technical Education Bill, Integrated Health Science Academy Bill, and the bill related to National Qualification Framework. Ministry's spokesperson Deepak Sharma said the collection of suggestions and feedback for the bills is underway and they are expected to be tabled in the Federal Parliament soon. Meanwhile, the Education and Health Committee under the House of Representatives earlier directed presentation of the Federal Education Bill in the Parliament soon. Maoist Center's Central Committee meeting is underway in Nepal Academy, Kamalaladi. The meeting is set to review the local elections held on May 13. In addition, discussions are also being held on the selection of office bearers, standing committee, the Politburo, and division of work and responsibility. In today's meeting, Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachando administered the oath of office to the elected and nominated central members. Similarly, the meeting of the CPN-UML Central Secretariat is underway at the Central Office, Lalitpur. According to the CPN-UML, the meeting will discuss and decide on seven agendas, including preparation for the upcoming election, management of campaign work, ideological political training, membership expansion and renewal, and work management of departments. The Chitwan National Park has released four tigers to their natural habitat this year. The tigers had been apprehended after they were reported to be involved in attacking humans. The park has released four of the six tigers it has taken under control this year. Chief Conservation Officer of the park, Hari Bhadra Acharya, shared that although four tigers were released in the fiscal year 2021-22, three tigers are still in the cage of the park. A satellite collar has been attached to the tigers which were taken to the forest and released. As a result, the whereabouts of the tiger can be tracked through the use of software from the park office itself. In the current fiscal year alone, 16 people have been killed and 11 more injured in tiger attacks in Chitwan. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today, with possibility of light to moderate rainfall in many places of the country due to the influence of the monsoon winds. The division has said there is a possibility of heavy rain in one or two places in Bagmati and Gandaki provinces in the next 24 hours and has cautioned against landslide, mudslide, soil erosion and a rise in water level in rivers and seasonal streams in the hilly region. The division has urged one and all to remain alert as the rain will likely affect the daily life and the transport sector as well in these areas. Likewise, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy with chances of light to moderate rainfall at some places in the hilly region and at a few places in the rest of the country tonight. Heavy rain is predicted at one or two places in Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. As per the latest weather information shared by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 21 degrees Celsius, while the maximum temperature was 28.8 degrees Celsius in the last 24 hours. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. Officials have said the death count due to the massive landslide at a territorial army camp in the Indian state of Manipur's Noni district has increased to 34. The dead includes 23 soldiers. Officials say 13 personnel of the territorial army and 5 civilians have been rescued so far, while 28 people are still missing. The landslide occurred on Wednesday night at the territorial army camp near the Tupul Yard railway construction site. Efforts have been intensified by the Indian Army, Assam Rifles, Territorial Army and the Central and State Disaster Forces to rescue those still stuck beneath the debris. Authorities in Israel say they have shot down 3 Hezbollah drones heading towards one of its gas rigs in a disputed area of the Mediterranean. Military officials said the drones were launched from Lebanon and were shot down by a combination of fighter jets and ship-mounted missiles. Hezbollah confirmed it had launched the drones in a short statement. Tensions have mounted between Israel and Lebanon over ownership of the Karis gas field. Hezbollah's reported attack comes amid political instability in Israel. On Thursday, lawmakers voted to dissolve parliament and call the 5th election in 4 years. Ukraine's eastern city of Lysychansk is at the center of competing claims, with both Russian and Ukrainian forces saying they are in control. Ukraine says its forces are enduring intense Russian shelling but insist the city has not been seized. However, Russian-backed separatists say they have successfully entered the city and reached its center. It is the last Ukrainian-held city in Luhansk, part of the industrial Donbas region. Russia captured the nearby city of Severodonetsk last month. Since Russia invaded on 24th of February, claiming it wanted to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine after it moved closer to NATO, thousands of civilians and combatants have been killed or wounded, while at least 12 million people have fled their homes. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Communication Minister stresses the need for a full implementation of Advertising Code of Conduct. Education Ministry completes drafts of 6 education-related bills. And 34 killed and 28 missing in Indian state of Manipur landslide. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.